Yeah, before I begin, I would like to commemorate Miss Iris Chang and all the innocent human beings who were systematically slain during the Nanking Massacre, including Japanese veterans. They say it's the most terror-filled tragedy of the human experience, being deliberately excised from pop culture. Most of us are informed of the Jewish Holocaust and how war was lost, but there's another event during that gruesome period that has yet been brought to your thoughts. Roughly 70 years ago, during the Second Sino-Japanese War, on December 13, 1937, Nanking, the capital city of China, was occupied by Japan, which demonstrates the power of man. Goddamn, Emperor Hirohito, the 124th Emperor of Japan, possessed autocratic power and granted his granduncle Prince Asaka to command a massive attack strictly for territorial expansion. You would think China would have the upper hand and advantage, but because the Japanese's limited manpower, Japan rely heavily on deception. No question, by promising Chinese soldiers fair treatment in return for them to end their resistance. And if they did, they'd be bounded up in group's position to be brutally murdered, mutilated, and slaughtered. And once soldiers surrendered, there was virtually no one left to protect civilians. Mind if I digress and give you a brief lesson on Japan's history? Well, for centuries, children grew up believing that the emperor was God and was destined to rule China and ultimately the world. The samurai ethic of Bushido became a moral code for all of Japan. So basically, to die for the emperor was to live forever. So while holding principles that can never be measured, the educational system ended up being built on militarism, regimented and robotic indeed. Many soldiers were desensitized to the point where taking another being's life was pure pleasure. Now back to the main scene. In between the selfish and angry, you'll find the good and evil are technically the same thing. Machine guns and rifles were fired at fleeing unarmed people, including children and elders. Even Japanese journalists were writing in utter terror as they recalled at the orgy of destruction. Plus, this wasn't even the beginning. Other correspondents while walking through the city could see corpses' flesh trembling, as well as raped, demoralized slave women who seemed empty. The torture almost excelled the limits of human comprehension. From live burials, disembowelment, mass incineration, you name it. They even held the decapitation contest for fame and recognition. The trail of missing souls vanished until the obscurely dim mist of rarity. Many women were forced into military prostitution, get pregnant and killed a child, and sometimes in their own lives with suicide. I guess it's do or die, being petrified to look in another human's eyes, which only happens when you categorize bayonets tied at the end, and muskets were thrust in their bodies for training, and most corpses were thrown in the rivers after being slain. But through the montage of killings, there happens to be a group of foreigners who later started the Nanking in a national safety zone, sheltering thousands and thousands of Chinese people. Rest in peace, John Rabe, who was the leader and kept the lot in order. Dr. Ira Wilson and Minnie Voltron were others who contributed by risking their lives to help others survive. Looking back from now, we may never understand the plot, but I forgive the ones I despise, whether they accept it or not. Now, I'm not saying that I condone their barbaric actions. I just think that we as human beings should never hate one another with such a strong passion. I love Chinese and Japanese culture all the same, which is why I don't think either should be blamed. And on that note, I would like to finally come to a conclusion. This ends my tribute to the rape of Nanking. There's no way that we can kill the images of what we've seen, the building of anticipation and the urge to hear freedom ring. But it seems that whatever I do to elude this mental hospital, true sanity decays as every grenade rain on top of you. I sit in a hammock, damaged by the landmark ceramic that I sculpt when I panic, which leads to the reason why all my soul is a bandage. But whatever I do to elude this mental hospital, true sanity decays as every grenade rain on top of you. There's no way that we can kill the images of what we've seen, the building of anticipation and the urge to hear freedom ring. But it seems that whatever I do to elude this mental hospital, true sanity decays as every grenade rain on top of you. I sit in a hammock, damaged by the landmark ceramic that I sculpt when I panic, which leads to the reason why all my soul is a bandage. But whatever I do to elude this mental hospital, true sanity decays as every grenade rain on top of you. Yeah, I would like to acknowledge my sources. The Rape of Nanking, written by Iris Chang.